Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are still virtual. We're not back in our normal home inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to that day, whenever that will be. But in the meantime, Renaissance Bank is open just by appointment only. So you call them, make an appointment. If you don't know where your nearest Renaissance branch is, you can go to renaissancebank.com and find the nearest location. And when you do, you will find folks that actually answer the phone, smile at you. It's nice, like they're real people, okay? So, and I know this because I deal with them myself, and I have clients that deal with them, and they're clients that deal with Renaissance because they were tired of the mega bank experience that they were getting. So if that describes you, then find the nearest office and go see them, and I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Connie Durham. And Connie has her own practice called Connie's Clever Concepts, and we're here to talk about couples and kids. Right, Connie?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Tell folks a little bit about you and your background and how you got into the practice you're in and how you're helping folks.
All right. Well, like you said, my name is Connie Durham. And, you know, we start to gather our years of experience. Sometimes we make a shift in what we do. And in the past, I was in 21 years of a leadership business with a direct sales company. And during that time, I ran across DISC communication skills. And as I started to learn more about that, I thought, wow, this just turns the light bulb on and really makes you think about people's personality styles, their behavior styles, and that kind of thing. Well, I didn't make that shift for quite a few years. But, you know, whenever there's something that has really become passionate for you, you start, it just starts to nag at you. But, you know, it's hard to let go of something that you've loved or enjoyed doing, or to let go of the friends you've made, you know, during that. But finally, 2 years ago, I did start the journey to let go of my old business and really start in on Connie's Clever Concepts. And it was truly a journey. And there was things I found on the internet that gave me encouragement, helped me, you know, develop my skills. But in 2004 is when I actually went to a DISC communication styles week-long class and learned all of this information. And then, so like I said, 2 years ago, I started to make that change, and it's been so exciting. And my passion has just developed more and more. And my love and what I want to do is change families, because changing couples, when you help couples learn more about each other and really get to know each other, to get past those things that just, you know, those things that just get under your skin with each other because you're living together, when you help people get past that, their family life becomes more peaceful, more happy. And then when you have happy couples, you have kids who get to live in a happy home. And the truth is that we learn more from what we see than what we are told, right?
Mm, for sure. Now, for those that don't know, talk about DISC, what that is, and what attracted you to that way of assessing personalities.
All right. There's all kind of personality assessments out there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes old things become new, but the assessment of personality styles, or sometimes called behavior styles, began many, many, many years ago. Don't ask me the dates on that. But many years ago. And DISC is one of the systems. There's several that are really very much the same, but they are just named different things. So in the DISC system of communication skills, the D represents that very direct person. They're very direct and to the point. They're a great leader. They may be so to the point, they might hurt your feelings if you're really soft-hearted. But they're usually really great leaders and move forward in life. They're very goal-oriented. And then the I from the DISC is your very influential person. They are fun-loving. You know, they laugh a lot. You know, something crazy happens and they get hurt and they may laugh it off. There may be a tense situation and they may laugh it off. And, you know, let's just look at the D and the I right there. That might irritate that D if that I has laughed off something serious, right? So understanding one another and why we do things and why we behave the way we do is really important. Then the next style is the S from the DISC. And that's your steady, easygoing person. They say yes to everything. Do you know anybody who says yes? And so, you know, like if you have kids, they always go to the S style person and they're like, hey, can I do this? And that person always says yes. That happens to be my husband. And so he's that easygoing person. That's why I've been married so long, is because he's so easygoing. But even the grandkids have learned that they can go to him. And the, we have four granddaughters plus three grandsons. So the granddaughters giggle and laugh because they know they can ask Papa anything. And he will say yes. Like the other day, they had brought in some slime, and I said to them, who told you you could make slime? And they all looked, and they started giggling, and they said, Papa did. They know he can ask him anything, and he will say yes. So that S is steady, easygoing, so easy to get along with, and typically they say yes to most everything. So sometimes they end up with too many things going on because they said yes. And then the last style is the C in the DISC DISC, and that is your more analytical person. They are a bit more methodical, and they like to take their time in finding out all the facts, all the information, and then they make decisions upon those things. The C style person, they're a little quieter and a little more reserved. They may gain energy by being by themselves instead of being with a lot of people. A lot of people kind of take their energy. And so when you start to look at the four styles, then you can realize that whether it's a couple, and, you know, often couples, opposites attract. But whenever you have a team at work, see, this goes right on over into work. This goes into every aspect of your life. So at work, when you have one of each of those styles, the D, the I, the S, and the C, then you have a great team because you have somebody who's direct, goal setting, gonna, you know, go after it. You have the I who is, let's see, what does the I do? They're gonna keep a little fun and keep everything light, you know, keep the relationships going on and that kind of thing. The S is going to be your peacemaker, you know. Well, let me go back to the I. They're going to be creative. They're going to have a lot of creative ideas and thoughts. The S is really going to be the peacemaker, you know, that keeps peace, pulls it all together, takes care of everybody. And then the C is going to be that detailed person that you need in every team who's going to pay attention to those most important things. Also, the C kind of like looks through everything and can see the things that might go wrong. Okay. So that makes a great team. So, but like I said, so often married couples, they attract opposite.
Yeah. So let's talk about why that is.
Well, I think sometimes, let's start with that C that I talked about last. They're a little quieter. They maybe don't like to be around quite so many people. But, you know, they really do want to have fun. It's like down deep in their heart, they want to come out of that shell and they want to enjoy life. So they see people enjoying life, having a good time. And they're, you know, it may be that person who's laughing, free-spirited, having a good time. And they're attracted to that person. But guess what? They're literally opposite. So that is the I style person. They're kind of free-spirited. And maybe not quite so regimented, not so many systems and that kind of thing going on. And the C is very regimented and has systems for everything and believes you should behave and be quiet and not be hurt, you know, as a kid. And so that I and that C then that, you know, the I is attracted to the C because they got it all together. It looks like they got it all together. So they're attracted to that C. And the C is attracted to that I because of their fun-loving spirit. And then the other two that are absolute opposites are the D and the S. And the D, remember, was direct, driven, to the point. And that S, if they tell you something, they are going to beat around the bush. In fact, sometimes they beat around the bush so very much that you don't even know they told you something and you don't even get the point. But the D is opposite that. They're direct. So what's going to happen with that S and that D? That S is going to get their feelings hurt when that D tells them just like it is. And then the D's like, what's the problem here? Because they don't really mean to be mean by it. This is just how they're wired. They just tell it like it is. So the S is hurt, you know, if you have a couple, and the D is irritated because the S can't just spit it out and tell them like it is. So, you know, what attracted them? The S was, you know, never offered any conflict to the D. Whenever they're dating, the S never, you know, they're like, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, right? And the D wants to do whatever they want to do. So, and there again, that D steps over that threshold. When there's a problem, the D's going to take care of it. So if the S has a problem and they're not going to say anything about it, that D's going to take care of it. So you can see why the S then looks to the D like, wow, they're special because they could just take care of things. But, you know, when we get married or when we're, well, when we're dating, when we're engaged, it's one thing. But when we get married, then kind of the mask comes off. We all present our best selves when we're dating, right?
Oh, come on. I've never, never heard of a thing like that. The old socks on the floor thing, right?
Yeah. And more.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, Connie, I'm curious about the concept of, one of the things you talk about are your communications and the way you communicate, the way you relate to your partner, you create both deposits and withdrawals. So talk about what you mean by that and how that happens.
Okay. That's one of my favorites because this one concept can make quite a big difference in any relationship. And that is like we said, deposits and withdrawals. Let's think about a bank account. Now, every one of us like to have a lot of money in our bank account. When we go back and we pull that up on our phone, we want to be able to see that we have a lot of money in our bank account. But as the month goes on, you know, that began with a deposit, right? As the month goes on, you know, we're spending that money and it gets to be a little less and a little less. And right before payday is like really low. And at this point, we really don't want to spend nothing because we might bounce a check or does anybody use checks anymore? Our account might bounce, right? So deposits and withdrawals. So we take that concept and we take it over to emotional deposits and emotional withdrawals. And that's pretty easy to see if you think about it. Deposits are all those great things you do for your spouse. You know, maybe you told them they look great today or you fixed a great meal. Or guys, you took your wife out to dinner or you bought a gift, or it doesn't always have to be tangible kind of things, but you encourage your spouse, you lift them up, you help them. Maybe you offer some help in whatever way that is. Maybe you work together in things. All of those kind of things cause deposits into the relationship. And that causes pluses, right? Picture a whole row of plus, 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 plus. Everything is great. However, if you are a person who tends to withdraw from your relationship constantly, then every time you withdraw, you know, the first few withdrawals are really not a big deal. Probably the other person can take it. But if you constantly withdraw, maybe you are talking down to the other person, or you never take the blame, you're never at fault. Maybe you can never discuss anything because you are the person who always knows everything, right? And you don't listen. You haven't got that thing of listening to the other person. Then you're taking withdrawals. So anytime you're doing that, you're just pulling and pulling and pulling. You're withdrawing from that account. And if you pictured a glass of water as it gets lower and lower and lower, there's nothing to drink for your thirst, right? Eventually, that relationship is just going to fizzle because you've withdrawn every bit of energy that was in it.
Folks, we're here chatting with Connie Durham, and Connie is with Connie's Clever Concepts. And we're here talking about my overdrawn emotional bank account with my wife. No, no, actually, that makes a lot of sense because, and just like a bank account, that ebbs and flows over time. And so it's up to us to tend to our emotional bank accounts with our spouse, and I guess with our children too, as well, right?
Right. That especially, that goes to your kids too. Often with our kids, we as parents, we expect our kids to behave or be the same as us. Mm-hmm. And when you think about kids, you think about there's that that kid who's just unleashed. They just have a good time. They're unaware of whatever around them. And then there's that kid who's super quiet. And they kind of stand behind their mother's skirts, you know, and we push them out going, go ahead, honey, go on out there. And they're mortified. And they don't like to be seen by people. They don't want that attention. Where the other kid, whether they're trying to get attention or not, they're just having a good time. And they don't care who's looking or what's going on. And often as parents, we try to put upon our kids whatever our personality is. And I always say that I used to be more bashful and I've kind of come out more now, but honestly, my personality style is to be out there, but I was trying to behave and be quiet. And so I always did. And in my early days, I was a dance teacher. And I remember with my daughter, she was 6 years old. And I happened to be her teacher. And I had always just despised being in front of people. Does anybody relate to that? I despise being in front of people. So I really didn't like for everyone to look at me. But mind you, I taught dance and I danced in recitals and I'm a musician. I sing, but I did those things in spite of. So often people would think that I love to be in front of people, but I absolutely did not. In fact, I love it when I can do something like this where I am heard, but not seen. But I've learned to get past that in the last few years. But back to the daughter and the dance recital. So she's getting ready to go out and do her very first dance recital. And because of my inhibitions, I said to her, oh, honey, are you nervous? And she looked up at me and she said, no. And I thought, oh, don't you ever put your thoughts and your feelings upon your kid ever again and put them in that position where they should feel what I felt, because she didn't. And it never bothered her being in front of people. And I was so glad for her.
So what's the question to ask in that circumstance? I mean, you're kind of checking in with your child ahead of an event. So what do you ask instead of projecting your own feelings?
Are you nervous? Well, I guess it would be, are you ready?
That's encouraging, okay.
Right?
There you go.
Are you ready to go out? Here we go.
Okay.
You know, I had my four granddaughters the other day, and the three-year-old has three big sisters who always do everything for her. Mm. And so I said, all right, Noelle, let's pick up our toys. It was like big old Lego blocks, and let's pick up our toys. And she looked at me, and she had said, no, I don't want to. And her sisters weren't here because they've gone to school now. And, you know, I had to encourage her to go ahead and let her know that I meant for, yes, she would have to pick them up. And so she did. But guess what? When she finished, I gave her great praise. You know, that's a deposit, right? Mm-hmm. I gave her great praise. And, you know, the reward was not really just the blocks being picked up, was her shiny, happy smile at being rewarded with praise that she had done a good job. And, you know, we all operate on praise and encouragement better than we do, negativity and withdrawals. And here I keep going back to that. But all right. So truly, you know, as a parent, we may not like to be around people at all, but that doesn't mean our kids are like that or our spouse is like that. And so sometimes we have to kind of meet in the middle. You know, I'll come this way a little, you come that way a little. And with that, then, you know, we all feel happier. We don't feel like we're being withdrawn from constantly because our spouse can't meet us in the middle.
And Connie, let's talk about, and you've touched on this a little bit, but how those communication skills build a strong marriage, a strong relationship with your partner, and how that flows into other areas of your life and ultimately. And of course, we're a business oriented show, and that has an impact on ultimately your business as well, and what you bring to the business, what, you know, those relationships you have at home. So talk about that.
All right. So, learning the DISC communication skills at home will help people literally soften some of their edges. It helps them to embrace their strengths. How many of us in business, maybe years past or just lately, we focus on what we have trouble with? We focus on our weaknesses instead of focusing on our strengths. And so when a couple can learn to focus on their strengths, you know, I'm strong at this and you're strong at that, and put those things together and learn to trust each other, it's the same thing as team building whenever it comes to a workplace, just like we said at the very beginning. It's the same thing as team building. So we learn to trust each other. And then, you know, one person doing everything, you can only do so much. Mm-hmm. But as for a team, when you have four people doing what they do best, then you can have a strong team and, you know, you can move forward in a great way. Well, it's the same thing in a couple. You know, if one person has control of everything because they're a bit controlling, you know, sometimes they don't even realize that this is a problem until they become aware. And one of my favorite sayings is, you don't know what you don't know until you know you don't know it. Let me say that again, because yeah. It sounds kind of repetitive, but it's really so true. You don't know what you don't know until you know that you don't know it. Mm. And this system's kind of like that. Like, you know, you're not aware of many, many things because we just, you know, we just move forward in life. I always like to use the hamster wheel. You know, these days, everybody jumps in that hamster wheel. And this is in one of my beginning classes that I do. People jump in that hamster wheel and they're running. The hamster's going round and round and round. And is it getting anywhere? And the truth is that in a couple, they say that women need love and men want respect. And, you know, in a world of women's lib and all that kind of stuff, you know, it still doesn't change. Women want love, typically, unless they're a real strong personality. They want charge of everything. But women want love and men, you know, want respect. Well, what happens if you have a couple and they're tired and they're exhausted and they have kids and they're running in the hamster wheel, and the husband comes home from work, he's exhausted and tired. The wife's tired from taking care of the kids. You know, she turns around, she doesn't greet him nicely and respectfully. She doesn't even pay attention to him coming in the door. And then he doesn't pay any attention, giving her any love, you know, and pay any attention to what she's been doing for the day. We all want credit for what we've been doing, right? Mm-hmm. Then it just becomes a hamster wheel where they go round and round and round. She's not acting loving because she's tired and she's at her worst because she's exhausted. And then he's tired because he came in from work. So he doesn't give her some loving and she doesn't give him respect. And that also goes back to those deposits and withdrawals. If he's always giving deposits, then she's going to respect him because he's a very respectable person, right? And if he is always, which way did I say that? So he's giving deposits And if she's giving deposits, then he loves her to pieces because she's so sweet, right? Mm.
Sure. So I'm really interested in getting to, and obviously you can't use names, but I'm interested in getting to maybe a success story you like to talk about in terms of maybe a couple you've worked with and kind of where they were and what the journey looked like.
Well, one success, very successful thing that I could talk about is there was a young man that I knew, and he had actually taken the DISC assessment. So there's actually an assessment so that really tells you who you are. And besides working with John Maxwell team, I began in 2004 with TTI. They're out of Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so I use their assessments. These assessments not only, at least the premium ones do, they not only tell you about your personality style, but they also tell you your motivators. They used to be called values. And I think these, at a certain point, it's like, oh, we can't talk about values, but we can talk about motivators. These are the things you value the most. And so this young man had taken this assessment. And then later on in a relationship, he had some great problems. He had some really great problems. He had some problems with anger and frustration. And, you know, those were reflected on the spouse. And it was really a problem. But, you know, when you're mad and you're angry, if you aren't able to talk about what the problem is, it's like festers. It's like walking through a landmine, right? You know, if you're frustrated and angry all the time. And so when we can't release frustration, anger, and those kind of things, it just festers up in us. Well, the way this became a success story is that through some years, he had taken this assessment. And so through those years, I literally could look back at that assessment and I'm like, this is just not really who he is. His assessment said differently than his behavior. And I so believed in the assessments because, you know, if we just took something and we checked off stuff, we might be like, oh, I'm super friendly and I'm really great. And, you know, we might just not do it right. But whenever you take an assessment online, it literally goes through 25 questions of what you are the most and what you are the least. And because we're computerized these days, and these assessments weren't always, they used to be done with a pencil on a paper, and now they're computerized, it literally spits out this whole thing all about you and your personality style, who you are, how you behave, what's important to you, what your strengths are, what your limitations are, where you get in trouble, and those kind of things. Well, this particular person, I knew that he was just better than he was acting. And this is the kind of thing where I see the best in people. I see the potential in people. And he was better than he was acting. And then through the years, as he got rid of that anger, little by little, because of that assessment, I knew how to work with him and how to advise his spouse in order to help them get along better. And there are certain things that spouse was doing. I'm like, don't do that no more. When you do that, that fuels the fire. You got to step away, you know? Mm. So that's probably one of my favorite success stories because I got to watch that person literally, totally change and be who he's meant to be and release, you know, the anger and the problems that he had.
Great stuff for here from Connie Durham. And Connie is with Connie's Clever Concepts. Connie, this has been great. And we could talk for a while, but I think we've got to get to the important question, which is how folks can get in touch with you if they've heard something that they're interested in or they've got their own relationship questions and issues they'd like to talk to you about.
All right. You can get in touch with me through connie'scleverconcepts.com. And I have a freebie for you. And when you look on connie'scleverconcepts.com, you will find one of the buttons says radically change your relationships. And it is simply 5 recordings that tell you a little bit about the communication skills. And then it tells you about each one of those 4 personality or behavior styles. And, you know, my specialty is happy couples. equal happier kids. And that is because when couples can understand their differences, work through things, then they have happier kids, and their kids might have more opportunities and more confidence to do even, you know, than what they've had, you know, for themselves. And the whole system is called the Communication Transformation System. And it goes through all, I use an acronym called PEOPLE. And I constantly have once or twice a month, it's called Powerful Communicators. And that's the first P in the word PEOPLE.
Connie, this has been great. Thanks so much for being with us. Connie Dorham from Connie's Clever Concepts. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick shout out to over to Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. She's got a whole team of folks. They're angels. They really are angels. And what they do is if you've got a bookkeeping problem or an administrative issue, you need somebody to take the load of your business off your plate so you can focus on developing the business or working in the business. Go give her a call at 770-442-9246. And what she'll do is she'll send one of her angels. They'll fly in, get the job done on an as needed or ongoing basis, and fly back out. And it's, she works remotely and virtually just like, all of us are having to. She's been doing that for 18 years. So give her a call and explain what your problem is, and she'll be glad to help you. And for more information, you can go to officeangels.us. And just to wrap up here, folks, and remind you that you can find this show on all the major podcast apps. That would be Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, on and on. But just search for North Fulton Business Radio, and you can find all of our shows. We're going on 300. We're getting close, and that we've had over the years. And you can find our show archive at northfultonbusinessradio.com. We're also on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Connie Dorham, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.